I've been with Parks and Recreation since 1988. Parks and Recreation began in 1984. I have worked with every director except for the first director of Parks and Recreation up to this date.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about you started in the department 4 years after it was formed. What was the department like back then?
Back then, we had the old community gym. We didn't have the office upstairs in the attic anymore. We just had the bottom part where we did roller skating. Down in the bottom, we played basketball. It was pretty much unmanned because we didn't have a lot of staff then. There was three of us. There was the director, myself, and a coordinator, janitor-type person. That's what we started out with.
Talk about the changes that you've seen over 25 years. What has that been like? It must be just so different.
Well, with each director, different things happened in the facility. Some of them were more adult program oriented. Some of them were children program oriented. So my job as the supervisor was to take those differences and bring them together into programs for both. Some of them were just crafty type people. Some of them were in sports. So we had at one time organized all of the Little League programs, and we organized all of the youth soccer programs and the adult softball programs and made time for the fields for all of those people in the summertime. So I think it's just the age of the people that was very active in those kind of sports have gotten older and have gone on to things that don't hurt so much when you fall down, you know, so...
Yeah, so going along with that, what have been some of your favorite moments over the past 25 years? Are there some that stand out to you?
Just being at the job and working with the public, I think that's really enjoyable. And because the people that come to Parks and Recreation are happy people, they really, really want to be there. They don't have a lot of complaints or issues, so it's really a fun job, and it's enjoyable.
Did you ever expect that you would have been here for 25 years at this one job? I mean, that just seems incredible. Did you ever imagine it?
Well, I tend to get bored real easy. I'm kind of a hyper person. And up until this job, I really didn't last more than a year at anything because they got kind of boring. But with Parks and Recreation, there's just so many directions that you can take the activities. And with each director, I think I've had seven, each one of them has a different idea of how things should be run. So you have to switch gears and kind of go with it and work with that person.
What are you going to miss about it?
I think that I'll miss just being part of the community. I'm a very kind of out there person. There's not many people that I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. So when people walk in the facility, I come up to them and I introduce myself and, you know, ask them if they need any help. And if they want to look around, I show them all the facility and stuff. So, you know, being around people is really fun. I enjoy that a lot. I'm still going to continue teaching the classes that I enjoy, you know, a lot on top of everything else I did. But I really enjoy teaching people things. So I like water aerobics. I like teaching people stained glass and ceramics. And I'm also a CPR AED first aid instructor, so I'm going to continue, if people need courses, continue teaching those.
So why did you decide that now was the time for you to step down? What made this the time? Was it 25 years? Was it sort of like that was the benchmark, or were you just ready for it?
I think that after 25 years in a job, your enthusiasm isn't quite what it used to be, and I can kind of see that a little bit, and I don't really like that. And so I think people that need to be in there that could put 100% enthusiasm in it. You know, and after 25 years, you kind of do a lot of different things, but sometimes it feels like the same thing all the time. And plus, I want to be gone more in the wintertime. I want to be a snowbird. I want to travel and hike those trails in the sunshine in the winter down in the desert Southwest.
So is that your plan for after? You want to head to explore and see the other parts of the U.S.?
I want to see all of the U.S. before I go to any foreign countries. Mm. I've been to Mexico and Canada, but just on this continent, it's the only place I've been on the northern part. But I haven't seen all the United States, and it's really beautiful out there, and I want to take my time and explore it.